The following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazorah if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier daf. Today's daf is Masechet Zvachim, daf Lamed Tet, and we're holding once again in the middle of this wonderful sugya, Lagabi, what the din is of the Shalosh Batanot of Chatat that come after the first is given, and it's only the first after all that is Kiveya, the nature of the Kapara. So yesterday, Rav Papa said that there are quite a number of things in which those three matanot are similar to the first matana, and then there's a whole group of things in which they're similar to the shirayim. Now, one of the things that Rav Papa said is similar to the initial dam is that it requires kivus. So if some of the dam, the shalosh matanos b'chatas, falls on a beged, then there's a mitzvah of kivus b'makom kodesh on that beged. Yesterday, Rav Papa went to bring a raya from the Mishnah, which I want to review with you because today we're going to have to be medayik very carefully in that Mishnah again. And so on, lamed chet amud beit, said Rav Papa, and we'll review this, Amr Rav Papa Minamin Allah, how can I prove my contention that indeed Shalosh Matanot Shebechatat are demanding of kibbutz if they fall on a baguette? From the following Mishnah, the Tanan, Nitaz Minatzavar ala baguette. So if the blood is sprinkled accidentally from the neck of the animal directly onto a cloth, so then it doesn't require kibbutz, because it hasn't yet become dam that's right for Zrika. If the Kohen brushes, let's say, against the Karen of the Mizbeach, or against the Yesod of the Mizbeach, where the dam has already been given, also Enoton Kivus. Now, says Rav Papa, if you analyze the implications of that, it means that anything that was Roi the Karen, it hasn't reached the Karen yet, it's been in the cup, so then it would be Ton Kivus. Obviously, if Shalosh Matanos Shebechatas wouldn't be Ton Kibbutz, it would be ridiculous for us to focus on a case in this Mishnah where it already reached the Keren. We could have perfectly good dam that would be in the coast and also wouldn't be Mechayev Kibbutz. It's clear that any dam that is going to go to the Keren is definitely Mechayev Kibbutz. That's my proof. To which the Gemara countered yesterday with what appeared to be a devastating blow to Papa's argument, and that was, so would you also make the next diuk, which is that min haroi liyisod don't keep us? I mean, it also says min hayisod, which means only if the Kohen's beged rubs against the yisod, but if it hadn't yet landed on the yisod, what type of dam lands on the yisod? Shirayim. You're trying to tell me that Shirayim would be Chayev Kivus. I mean, that we know is against the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Beferish HaBeged Asher Yazer Alav. That means Proposition Kfar Huzah. Shirayim are only Shirayim because they've already been used for Azoya. So what, you're certainly not arguing with the Pasuk now, are you?
It's his future, so Yisod is already done.
And here it is. No, not the Yisod has already been done. The Kronot have already been done. Yisod hasn't been done. But that's the Azoya. Shvichas the Yisod is not called Azoya. That was the question. So yesterday we used that as a launching pad for our discussion about Rabbi Nechemia, and the Gemara said, therefore there's no riot to you, because although we agree with the Diak, it's clearly going with Rabbi Nechemia, and therefore can't prove anything about your contentions. We had a whole long discussion, all of the first Amud, that we're going to skip today because we did that yesterday. Ravina has a very simple answer to this problem. And this is where we're up to today. Ravina Amar, see, we got around five lines down from the middle of the page. Ravina Amar, the answer is very simple. When you're reading that Mishnah, you have to distinguish between the words Minakaren and Minayisod. As far as Rav Papa is concerned, he's absolutely correct. Min HaKeren would mean mamash, only dam that came directly off of the keren onto your clothing would be not chayav and kivas. And therefore the implication is, if it wasn't already on the keren, meaning it was still in the cup, and it hit your clothes, then even if it's the shalosh matanot shebechatat, it would still be mechayev kivas. But the word min ha-yesod does not mean literally it came off of the yesod. Min ha-yesod means, but anything that is yesod-oriented, meaning the dam has already been huzza and it's going to get to the yesod, that is not mechayev kivas. Doesn't mean literally from the yesod. There it means min ha-roi the yesod. I mean, you know, that's sort of awfully arbitrary, it sounds to me. If you're going to tell me that you're using the word keren or yesod as meaning that which could be roi for, and not literally, how do you know the whole thing doesn't mean there? So say the same thing. Say, ema idi vi idi ro'uihu. Say, mina keren means that which is ro'ui for the keren, meaning the shalosh matanot shebechatat, so that it would prove that it's not mechayev kivas. How do you just pick out of a hat which one is going to be? Ach, you missed the whole point. Hi, my, please. Hashta ro'ui lekeren amet. That the din is lo. It's not mechayev kivas. This is what you want to say. You want to say the Mishnah means, if dam which is ro'ui lekeren falls on a baguette, it's not mechayev kivas. And if dam which is royally is so it falls on a baguette, it's not mechayev kivas. What idiot writes like that? Obviously, if it's roy for the keren, it's not mechayev kivas because you already did one azoya. Koshkei, if it's roy for the yesod, you did all four azoyas. What's wrong with you? There'd be no point in even mentioning it. I'm not saying something, stop picking it out of a hat that this means that and this means that. I'm saying something very intelligent and reasonable. If you're telling me two cases, keren and yesod, you're anyway going to have to explain, why bother mentioning the yesod if you've even told me the keren? You're going to have to deal with that, right? So any fool that reads this Mishnah immediately says to himself, gosh, why would I bother mentioning the yesod if I've already said that the keren is not enough to be mechayev kibbutz? Ah, must be the pshat is like this. If it already reached the keren, no kibbutz. If it didn't reach the keren, but it was roi to reach the yesod, meaning this dam itself is shirayim, it's also not mechayev kivas. Now that's a very intelligent way to read the Mishnah. But it certainly does prove what Rav Papa wanted to prove, and therefore Rav Papa was really perfectly in his rights of bringing a riot to himself from this Mishnah as to what the din is of shalosh matanot shebechatas. This way the Mishnah makes sense. Everything is beautiful. You guys spent a half an hour yesterday kvetching around. Is it going like Rav Nechemia? Well, it doesn't really mean mina yesod. It means mana nitonim yesod. I mean, for heaven's sakes, it has a straightforward, simple explanation. Everything is great. So, I say we stick with that. Okay. Next piece of the Mishnah. Kol ha-nitanin ha-mizbeach ha-pnimiz. So far we've been discussing the din alibid Beit Shammai and alibid Beit Hillel about the mizbeach ha-chitzon. So we came to the conclusion that according to Beit Shammai we have two matanot that are ma'akev. According to Beit Shammai we have only, Beit Hillel we only have one matanot that's ma'akev, whether we learn that out of the yesh eim labikra or lamesera problem of how to read the kranot, karnat, karnat, kranot, or whether we learned out of a keeper, alpha pishalon hatan. But in any event, we had an agreement that when it comes to the mizbeach ha-pnimi, not only as we saw yesterday, shirayim or ma'akev, it's a different issue, but all four matanot are ma'akev. Now, how do we know that? Tana Rabban. And what we're going to do today is we're going to move upwards in Vayikra. So we started at sort of at the end of the parsha of Chatas. The end of the parsha of Chatas, once again, involves three separate chataot. All chitzoniot, the sa'ir nasi, the kisba v'yachid, and the sirat v'yachid. Those are three karbonas that essentially are the same, other than what they're brought from. Is it a sa'ir, is it a kisba, is it a sa'ira? But in all of them, it repeats exactly the same halacha, because that's where the v'chipa came from and so on, where we learned that you do not need all four matanot. But prior to those three parshiot, there were two parshiot of chataot pnimiot. The first was the par ha'alem davar of the Kohen Mashiach, and the second one was the par ha'alem davar of Etzibur. Now there we also have complete repetition of everything that is brought in one, brought in the other, or at least almost complete repetition, with some minor differences that will perhaps be significant later in terms of leaving out the details by the par ha'alem davar, precisely what the chalak in the emurim that we look at as sort of baser chalakim, whether they're included. But as far as the dam is concerned, everything is exactly the same. Now there too we have repetition. But what's curious over there is that the Torah makes reference to one in the other, which never happened in the case of the chatot achitzoniyot. And it says over there, surprisingly, V'asala par ka'asher asala par achatat. Listen to how very repetitious this seems to be. It starts talking about, well, I tell you now, all of the din of the matonis of the par Mashiach. And then I tell you all of the din of the matonis of the par held over shel tzibur. And then after that I repeat, and you should do to the par, ka'asher asala par achatat, the same way you did to the parakatat, which I guess the only other parakatat could be a reference to the parakatat Mashiach. Kenya Selo, you should do that to that one. I mean, for heaven's sake, how many times you gotta say the same thing? V'chiper aleihem ha'kohen v'nislach lahem, which anyway it said before by the parakatat Mashiach. So what the heck is the point of that very repetitious pasuk that insists on comparing in detail the dinim of the parakatat Mashiach to, I mean, it's actually the par, we should start the other end, the par, Helam Dover, Shotzibur, to the previous parsha of the par of the Kohen Mashiach. So now our Braita analyzes every word of that pasuk. Because, I mean, even a casual reader, it's just very painful to the ears to hear all those extra words. I mean, what is this all about? So we darshan it like this. The asa ka'asher asa. Well, what does that mean? V'asalapar kashara salapar. So v'asar kashara asa maze ba'olimot. What does this come to teach us? I mean, we know when it comes to, it can't be referring to the one missing issue which has to do with the asiya of some of the emurim. Some details of the emurim, which we'll talk about later. It can't be because over here it's talking about kapora. And kapora, it says v'chiper, that's got to be the dam. Now, the dam, there's absolutely no difference between the two. Torah speaks out in detail, each one of them, very carefully. You know, maybe we should look at it inside, just so that you can get a better feeling. Okay, so let's take a look in Vayikra, in the parasha of Chatas, which begins in Perek Dalet. And we're going to begin with We'll start right at the beginning. It starts with Nevesh ki techata b'shkaga mikom mitzvot Hashem asherot yaseh. Now this opening pasuk introduces the entire story. Any soul. Now there may be a lot of different souls. So the first soul, which is the most important, is Ima Kohina Mashiach Echatel Hashmata Am. So he brings the par ben bakar tamim, and what does he do? And then, let's take a look at Pasuk Kei, lakacha kohen ha-mashiach v'dam ha-par, v'viyoto al-ol mo'ed, v'tavala kohen eretz ba'o ba'dam, v'zamin adam sheva pa'abim b'fnei Hashem b'tpnei ha-parochat ha-kodesh. So first we have this new deal about the tefillah up against the parochat. So it doesn't mean literally on it, but towards the parochat, he sprinkles seven times. Then he moves over to the Mizbeach of the Ktoret. Minotana koin min adam al karnot Mizbach haKtoret asamim efnei Hashem ba'om ho'ein. So that's the second stage of the dam. And then the third is Vet kol dam apar yishpoch al yisod Mizbach ha'olah. That, as we said yesterday, we're talking about two different places. Here we're talking about Shvi'ach HaShirayim to the yisod of the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Asher petach ha'omoed. Now, moving on to Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vim kol adat Yisrael yishgu v'ne'alam davar minei. And so, what do they do? Pasuk tetvav v'samchu ziknei ha'idat yedeim ha'rosh ha'par. And then, Pasuk Yud Zayin, v'tavah l'karein etzba min adam. Whoops, here we go again. Viza sheva pamim lefnei Hashem et pnei ha'par. Exactly the same thing. Umin adam yitin al karnot ha'mizbech asher lefnei Hashem asher ba'omoed. Exactly the same thing. V'kol adam yishpoch ha'yisod nizbach ola asher petach ha'omoed. Exactly the same thing. And then it says in Pasuk Chof, V'asah lapar, kasher asah, lapar ha'chatat, kein yaseh lo, v'chiper alayim ha'koyim nisach. And what is that all about? That's our question. Since every last detail was mentioned already, exactly. Therefore comes along now the Tana in this Braita to answer and to tell us, you know what it's coming for? It's coming specifically to say that you already knew that, didn't you? Therefore I'm telling you again. And in Kachim, when I tell you again, it means it's Ma'akev. If I only tell it to you once, you'd say, okay, so it's L'mitzvah. But now that you repeat it, so if I've repeated it now, you know, every last one of these things is Ma'akev. Okay? So now we understand already. How do we know that the Matanot Bifnim of the Chata'ot Apnimiot are Ma'akvot? Now, let's start to the next pasuk. We're gonna see. We haven't completed our limud yet, and that teaches us v'limed she'im chiser achat mikol ha'matanot lo hasav v'lo klum. So that teaches you it's an all or nothing jazz. Now, you might say to yourself, "Well, now wait a minute. Ein li ela matan sheva shema akvot bechol makom." Remember that we are limited by Occam's razor to the minimum information. You're telling me, I want to make this very clear, but which part? We know that there's a pattern in the Torah of Matan Sheva being Ma'akev. Now later on the Gemara is going to ask, where the heck does that pattern come from? And it's going to point out that this is a pattern that shows up when it comes to Mitzera, when it comes to the Parah Aduma, where the Torah repeats Chukah, and that it's Ma'akev, the seven Matanais, and that the same thing we find by Bahavayato, Zotiyet, Torata Mitzora, that it's Ma'akev by the Mitzora. So apparently this magical number seven, whenever it appears in the Din of Hazoya, the Torah is very makbid on it. So now that I've seen that as a pattern, I can understand that in this pasuk as well, if you're coming to repeat, and say, look, I'm very serious about this. I'm very serious about this may be the same idea as I'm very serious about the Hazoya of the Paraduma or the Hazoya of the Mitzera. Because those are seven. Seven, I know, has already proven itself to be Ma'akev. Okay. But how do I know that the typical Batana of the Kranot HaMizbeach, which normally are not Ma'akev, so we have the same, albeit on a different Mizbeach, but the same idea of the Kranot on the Mizbeach HaKitzon, we know are not Ma'akev. So how can we be certain that the Hakpada on Vasala Paka Shara Asar is coming to be kefel, that it's Ma'akev even Matan Arba Minai? Ah, that's why it repeats Ken Yaseh, you see, which bothered you. You just said Vasala Paka Ken Yaseh. The Ken Yaseh is to tell me in toto, not only the seven, but even the four. So now we know that all of the Matanais Hadam are Ma'akev. Later on we're going to be discussing what about the Shirayim. So even that may be Ma'akev. That we know is a Machloket, as we spoke about yesterday. So, continues the Pasuk. Kein Yaseh, we said, the Kasher Asa, but now, V'yasa Lapar, Kasher Asa Lapar. I mean, we've been talking about pars. Why are we now? Why do we need to? You could just say vasa kasharasa. The vasa la kenya sel la par seems to be adding yet another par. And what par might that be? Kenya sel la par, that refers to the par Yom HaKippurim, to tell me that the par Yom HaKippurim also has the same din as the par Helen Davar. As far as what is concerned, that's missing. That the Gemara will tell us in a moment. And then it says, V'yasa lapar kasher asa lapar. Oh boy, another one. So what's that other par referring to? That indeed is referring to the par that was the source of the whole thing. The par kohen Mashiach. Because remember, we talk about the par kohen Mashiach. Then we went on to talk about the par elam b'davar shel tzibur. Then we said about the par elam b'davar shel tzibur. We said, v'asala par kasher asala par. So now we know the par elam b'davar shel tzibur, I was kaifal. But how do we know to go backwards and say the same thing that I was kaifal over here, but the par elam b'davar shel tzibur should also be referred backwards to the previous parsha of the par kohen Mashiach. Maybe it's only ma'akev on the par elam b'davar shel tzibur. How do we know it's ma'akev on the source of the limit for the kfilah? Kamash bala. No. I don't mean this only one way. This is meant to be kofel and ma'akev on the matanes of the part of the kohen Mashiach as well. Okay. Then you say, now, I would have known that if it would have just said, v'asala par kasher asala par. They told me, v'asala par kasher asala par achatat. I mean, obviously a par achatat. So this is coming to add now another chatat that is similar to this. Where is that? Ah! Sirei avodat kochavim. Sirei avodat kochavim, although it doesn't appear in Vayikra, nonetheless has all of the din of the par el b'davar shel tzibur, except that instead of being a par, it's a soyer, and there is a par with it, but that par is brought as a korban olah. So it's a special din where the mistake of the Beit Din was in reference to avodat kochavim, and with all of the halakas that we had in Uriot, that everybody makes the mistake, and they rely on Beit Din, and so on and so forth. So the what is brought there in place of a parallel davar shel tzibur is sirei avodat kochavim. This additional remez in the pasuk is to tell me that the sirei avodat kochavim have the same din as the parallel davar shel tzibur, meaning even though there the Torah doesn't give us any details, doesn't tell us that you need to do the sheva hazoyos, doesn't say anything, it just says bring it. So we wouldn't even know how to bring it. Kamash one, bring it the way you brought the parol davar shel tzibur, that you need seven hazoyos on the parochet, and you need to put it on the mizbeach hazov, the pnimis, and it has to be burned, chutz l'machaneh, chutz l'sholosh machaneh, just like we have by the parol davar shel tzibur. All of the dinim of this par here in Vayikra apply to Si'irei Avodat Kochavim. Now, continues the Braita. Yocho shani marbe av sirei haregalim usirei roshei chodashim. So you might think that, if that's the case, I have to treat all of the karbonos that the tzibur is bringing, which includes the seirim that are brought on the Yomim Tovim, and they're also coming for kapora, they're chatat. As we learned in Shavuos, we went through a whole drasha, they're coming on Tumas Migdash v'Kedeshav, or we didn't know that he was chayte. So maybe it means to tell me those things too. In other words, that they have a din of a chatas apnimius with the sheva hazoyos, and they have to be burned, and we don't eat them. And maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was making a mistake when he said, "How come you didn't eat the sarev Rosh Chodesh?" Maybe he shouldn't have thought that you eat it. Maybe this is coming to tell me otherwise. I mean, it's mashma from here that we should treat all chatot atzibur the same, and therefore even the sirei regalim and sirei rosh chodeshim should be included. No, for that, therefore it says ken yase lo and only lo. Oh, wait. So now you're picking and choosing. I mean, how do you know which one to pick and choose? You're saying, on the one hand, it says do the same thing that you did. You say, well, that obviously means the par of the sirei avodah zarah. And then you're saying, but only do it to it. You say, well, the it must be that one and not the sir shel rosh chodesh and the sir of the moadim. Maybe just the opposite. Maybe rosh chodesh and the moadim should be treated the way that we treat the par of Yom Kippurim, and the dinim of the par of the soyer Rosh Chodesh should be, of the soyer of Avodah Zarah should be different than the par of Davar Shel Tzibur. Lo, only to it and not to the Seirei Avodah Zarah. I mean, I don't know how you pick it up, stam, out of a hat to decide. Umara ita. So what was it that makes you jump to conclusion? The Rabotet Elo. So you're coming to conclude now, you're saying the par kohen Mashiach, sirei avodas kochavim, the par of Yom HaKippurim, and you're going to be marbe those, that those have all of the dinim of ikuv and seven hazoyos, and so on and so forth, and you're going to be motzei now, sirei rosh chodeshim in the moadim. Well, I mean, Achash Riba, Katuv Miyed. I mean, look, the Torah is saying on the one hand, add, said Kenya, and then it's also saying, but not everything. Lo. Okay, so it's telling me to be careful what I'm including. So, makes sense to search for the common denominator, right? So, Marbani et Elo, Shibachaprim alavira mitzvah yidua. When I'm bringing our sorry for Avodah Zorah, I know exactly what was done wrong. We made such and such a mistake in Ayra. The Tzibur went ahead. They followed along with that mistake. This is what I need to bring my kapara for. But that's true whether it's the Paralam Darvishal Tzibur or whether it's the Sire Avodah Zorah. But you're trying to tell me, let's add Rosh Chodeshim and the Moadim. If you recall, the kapara of the Rosh Chodeshim and the Moadim is dafka where I don't know that this avera was ever done. If ain bo yedia, it's certainly the last thing that I would want to compare to the Paralam Darvishal Tzibur. Well, over there says v'noda, the dafka I did find out precisely what was done. And the Torah makes a point of this that I have to know. So therefore, it makes sense to look for the carbon that's being brought on Averat Mitzvah Yidua and to exclude Umotzi Ani Elu Shein Mechaprim Al Averat Mitzvah Yidua. Okay? So I think we can continue now with our drawing from the Pasuk. Yes? Thank you. And now the next one. Then it comes on to say the Chiper Al HaKohen. So what is that coming to tell me? Ah, that's V'chiper av al pi shelo samach. Well, however it is you're going to do it. It was even though the Zakanim didn't do some chum, they didn't do their three members of Sanhedrin to the smicha on the Rosh of the par, but that's not ma'akev, because v'chiper anyway. And v'nislach, that would be true, av al pi shelo natan shirayim to the yisod, and don't say, therefore, that, well, now that you've said Kenya said all of the tefila, all of the dam is kafu, and therefore shana alava katuv la'akev, and you would not be yotze your kapora without pouring out the shirayim liyasod. Of course, this is a machlokas later, as we'll see. Kamash malam v'nislach, even if you didn't do the shvichat shirayim. Oh, so again you're being arbitrary. You're saying on the one hand, you have to be very careful to do it right, and on the other hand, the Torah is being marred, but you could do it wrong. How do you know which things you have to do right and which things you do wrong? I mean, you just decided that, well, when it comes to smicha, when it comes to shirayim, over there, it really doesn't matter. Mara ita, lifsol bahaza'ot. So when it came to the seven hazayas on the parochet, and on the four Hazayos, on the Kronos HaMizbeach there, you make a big deal of it. And you say, if I don't do every last one of them, it's not going to be kosher. But when it comes to the Smicha and Shirayim, then you're Lahakshir, B'Smicha V'Shirayim. Why? Amit, well, think to yourself, Posel Ani B'Hazaot. I mean, it makes sense for me to pass on the Hazaot. Because after all, the Hazaot are Ma'akvot B'Chol Makom. We know that Hazoya, and again, we're going to look to the din of the Paraduma and to the Mitzera to talk about why it's Hazaot that the Torah is marked it on. And I makshir with Smicha v'Shirayim because, after all, when it comes to all other karbonas, the Chatot HaKitzonot, we know that nobody holds that it's ma'akev. So Smicha v'Shirayim that are not makvot b'koma kom, and that's learned out from Pesach again, as we'll see later. Okay. Now, before we get on to discussing this, I want to understand your references. I'm on right. You just said, that's very mysterious to me. Where is that? Where do we see that seven is the magic number for ikuva? Hey, where's that? Amrav Papa, well, b'paro b'negayim. When it comes to the Parah Aduma, when the Torah says, Zot chukata Torah, it has to be done like this, and no other way. And the same thing is true about the Torah. Zot tiyeh, Torah ha-Mitzvah. Tiyeh, we know, anytime the Torah uses that word, any existential word, it's got to be like this. No alternatives.
Shouldn't that be Shnayim Vein Malamed?
We're not Malamed. We're not learning anything from it.
Over here, we're being...
No, we're not learning from them.
comparing them.
We're not comparing them. We're saying that we have a pattern that the Torah, when it says this, is very marked. So now that we find it's makbid, what is the most reasonable that it should be makbid on? Makbid on this, when I'm learning out of there, we have a pasuk. So, matan arba minayin. So you, then you ask, well, how do you know matan arba? So you brought the extra pasuk, ken yaseh. Now, I don't understand what right bichlal you had to ask that question. The pasuk says, kasher asa lapar, ken yaseh lapar. Does the pasuk distinguish between one and the other? It was machpil the dinam of the matonas adam. How do you have a right to say maybe it's only machpil that? I don't get it. Maishna matan arba, the matan sheva. So how do you know that matan sheva is ma'akeh? Dichtivan v'chelan. It's because it repeated the din twice, but it repeats all of the dinim twice. Says it once by the par koyi b'shiach and once by the par hundred shel tzibur, and makes reference back to what was before. You can't say maybe it only makes reference part ways. It says masala par, whatever that asila par is. So matan arba is also ksiva v'kapilan. So I don't get it. Amar of Yirmiya, well, there's something that's hidden between the lines over here, you see. Because if you take a look once again closely at that pasuk, let's take a look at the pasuk that describes the nature of the Nitinat Adam, both by the for the Par Kohen Mashiach and the Par Alam Dover Shel Tzibur. In pasuk Zayin, V'natan HaKohen Min Adam Al Karnot Mizbach Ktoret Hasamim Lifnei Hashem Asher Be'ohel Moed. That is in terms of the Netzina Matan Arba in the Par Kohen Mashiach. Now that is repeated in pasuk Yud Chet when it comes to the Par Alam Dover Shel Tzibur. Umin hadam yitain al karnot amizbeach asher lifnei Hashem asher be'ol moed. It sounds like kfila of the din of the matan kronos on the mizbeach apnimi, correct? But if you look more closely, you realize in neither case did it say on all four corners, it just said on the corners. Now, on the corners might have meant on two corners. If it meant on two corners, then the doubling up of the two parshas would equal four corners. But it wouldn't equal two corners twice, which would mean, well, you must do two corners. No, it would mean you should do four corners.
And if you've only done...
If you only know once that you should do four corners, then it's not going to be ma'akeh. So it depends where the mucker is to the four corners, you see. And that is why we need that extra pasuk. Because what we're going according to over here is Aliba Rabbi Shimon. And I'm going to show you, I'm Rabbi Yirmiya, the Lo Nitzra Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, who says, well, the truth is each one only mentions two, and the only way we know four is the fact that the Torah compares the two. Therefore, we don't know that there's a doubling up of the four. We only know there's a doubling up of the two. So according to him, we ask, aha, so where do you know that even Matan Arba is Ma'akev? Therefore, we need the extra Ken Yaseh. Where is this Rabbi Shimon? Take a look at this Braita, the Tanya. L'mala Lomer, in the first parsha of the Par Kohen Mashiach, it says, Kiranot. What a chutzpah. Who didn't turn off their phone? Just get out of here, you know, goodness. Karen, Kronot, could have said Karen. It said Kronot. Okay, Kronot is a minimum of two, Stein. And Lamata in the Parsha of the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur also says Kronot. It could have said Karen. Karen, Kronot is another two. Two plus two equals Arba, Divi Rabbi Shimon. So according to that, the doubling up doesn't tell us anything. It just tells us four. It doesn't tell us four is ma'akev. Now, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, indeed, we would never have asked this question, which, of course, means that we don't have a purpose in the pasuk Ken Yaseh, according to Rabbi Yehuda, which we're going to have to look into in a moment. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Enot Tzarich, what do you need it for? I can't go away, go away, go away, go away. Eino tzarich. Harehu omer. You, why would you need to tell me a special pasuk if it says beferish this business of Bo'ohel Moed? You tell me why it needs to say Ohel Moed. I mean, I know perfectly well where that is. So it's clearly the Mizbeach in the Ohel Moed. That's where I've been. So must be to tell me anything in the Ohel Moed. I'll call on more Bo'ohel Moed. Everything in the Ohel Moed equals all four corners of the Mizbeach. So according to this, I don't need the extra. The Mizbeach, Torat, Hasamim, Asher Lefnei Hashem, Asher Ba'ol Moed. You tell me this is the first time I figured out the Mizbeach, Akhtaras, the Asher Lefnei Hashem is in the Ba'ol Moed. So obviously, must be coming to add whatever exists there. All of the matonos that you would need to give on that Mizbeach. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Echinami, I don't have this question. But according to Rabbi Shimon, who never has the double for the four, we've got a problem. But wait. So then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why indeed do you need that extra pasuk Ken Yaseh? The whole purpose of the Ken Yaseh, we said before, was in order to tell me that even Matan Arba is Ma'akev, because I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. I only know 2 plus 2 equals 4, but I don't know 4 plus 4 is Ma'akev. So according to him, the Ken Yaseh is a given, because it says anyway before v'yasalapar kasher asalapar, you're not adding anything with the Ken Yaseh because it was machpil all of the matanot adam. So my avidlei, what does he do with that Ken Yaseh? Oh, he says something else. He says that I need because if you consider, it doesn't say anywhere in the Par Yom HaKippurim, it doesn't say that you need smicha, and it doesn't say you have to pour out the shirai. So lefi shalola badu the Par Yom HaKippurim. L'smicha, v'shiyarei hadam. Minayin, how indeed do we know? I always take for granted that there's a din of smicha and the shirayim. How do we know that? Talmud lomar, kein yaseh. Therefore, it has to say, kein yaseh. Wait. What do you mean? L'par yom kippurim la lomar. What do you mean we didn't learn? We did so. A minute ago, you said, v'yasal la'par zepar yom kippurim. You did learn out. You said we already learned out from that first lapar that whatever is true of a year by the par yom davar tzibor is true of the par yom kippurim, and that includes smicha and shmicha shirayim. So now, why do you need ken yaseh? Ah, no, because alkadai d'chamina. You see, ani milei avodadim akvaka para. Yes, I understand that the Sinas Adam and all of that, that's Ma'akev Kapora. So over there, you need to do it the same way. But I mean, little things like Smicha and Shvicha Shirayim, Avodah Delo Ma'akev Kapora, maybe we're not saying Bechlal has to be done. Maybe it's not even Ma'akev over here. So we're going to say, well, you have to do it over here, therefore you have to do it over there. Maybe you don't have to do it over there at all. So Emolo, therefore I need the Kenya set to tell me that this needs to be done as well. Smicha and Shvicha Shirayim needs to be done as well for the Par of Yom HaKippurim. Ah, but wait a second now. Now, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Ohel Moed doesn't teach us anything, because you just made a very good point, Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, it's sort of ridiculous to start telling us where the Mizbeach HaKtaras is. So the Mizbeach HaKtaras Asher Lefnei Hashem, by the way, that's in the Ohel Moed. Remember that whole story back in Shmos? I should hope so, otherwise we shouldn't be learning this. So what does he do with that Ohel Moed? Rabbi Shimon, hi, but Ohel Moed ma'ovid le. Ah, he learns that to tell me that if the roof of the Beis HaMikdash goes the way of the Superdome, then ein arkinami, you cannot be mechaper. So that's to tell me, she'im niftkata, tikra shalecha lo hayom hazeh. You don't do the hazoya if there's a crack in the roof of the Heichal. It's got to be inside the Ohel Moed. The Ohel Moed stresses there's got to be a top, an Ohel, over that Beit Moed. So that, anybody who didn't watch the snow pouring in through that Superdome. Ah, that's a good point, though. So then how does Rabbi Yehuda know that? Because he needed the Ohel Moed to teach me all four kronot. So according to him, how does he know that? Ah, he says, what does that mean? Me asher be'ol moed. But he said be'ol moed. Asher be'ol moed is a great, very proclaiming style, you know. That which is located in the All right, so then you're telling me that you're stressing that it's got to be a full omoid. Whereas, well, Rabbi Shimon says that. Come on, let's not, you know, asher lo dorish. That can just be the way the Torah talks. Asher lo omoid, just sort of a preposition. I mean, let's not make too much out of it. A proposition, all the prepositions are going to get into trouble. So, Mamela, we now understand we have all of the words in this pasuk properly accounted for, according to both Shitot of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, and we now know that all of the Matanot Adam of the Parim that are brought inside the Kataot Apnimiot are all Ma'akev QED, just in time for Aaron's arrival. And as we know, Aaron.
Following is the dot from the previous Daf Yomi cycle.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai.
Yes.
We're up to Daf Lametes in the Helek Yisrochim, in the Seder von Helekite. Now the question is, let's just review a little bit because it's something of an intricate sugya over here, and it's easy to get lost. So let's just remember where we were. First of all, just theoretically, we know that we have three levels of dam. We have one level in which the dam has to be brought on the keren. We're talking about now in terms of the chatas, in order to be mechaper. But only one of the four, the sinais of dam, is ma'akev. The question is, according to Beis Hillel, two according to Beis Shammai. Then we have, on the opposite extreme, we have the Shirayim, after all of the Matanos are given, and they're poured out on the Yisod. Pouring out on the Yisod anyway is certainly not Ma'akev the Kafar. Now, those things which have to be put on the Keren in order to attain Kapora are the essential halachas that have everything to do with dam applied to them. So in other words, whatever the psul is when it comes to dam, that's the dam that is going to be possible. A czar isn't going to be able to bring in all of the things about smol and the balayla, and if you bring it bachutz, you're definitely going to be chayev on bringing a carbon bachutz. And if it falls on a beged, you're going to have to wash the beged. It goes into a kli, it's going to have to be shir merika v'shtifa, and so on. All halachas that we'll learn out later. Many, many didn't have to do with dam. Certainly, that's the dam that it applies to. When we're talking about the Shirayim, certainly that's not the dam that it applies to, because those are already, don't have any halachas of dam on them anymore, just in order to pour them out to the Shirayim, which is a chatchila mitzvah. But there's a middle stage. The middle stage is the remaining three of those four matonais after you gave the first one. Now they're certainly not Shirayim, because they're meant to be put on the Mizbeah. On the other hand, they're not ma'akiv the kapura. So exactly, how do we look at them? Now, Rav Papa suggested yesterday that there's a number of things in which we look at them as the original dam, and then there's other things in which we look at them as if they were Shirayim. So the way that he put it is, yesh b'hem k'chilatam, v'yesh b'hem k'sofah. So some are like the first matana, and some are like the leftovers, the end of the matanas. Now, one of the things that he suggested that they're like k'chilatam is the halacha of kibbutz begadim. So that the shayla, do they need klishores? Can you use anything but an etzba? Can a zar be oved? And that for sure, that's all the same din as the original dam. Well, we understand too, because if we're coming now to bring it on the mizbeach, the way we do all the avodah, you just can't have a zar do it. You can't use something besides your etzba. It's like you use the etzba to put it on. Our question is, when it comes to kibbutz begadim. Now, Rav Papa said, well, even legabe kibbutz, the fact that it's not makif kapor doesn't make a difference. Any dam that falls on the beged requires kibbutz. And he wants to bring a raya. Now, his raya is a very interesting raya, and I want to go over it again because we're going to keep referring back to it today. So let's just take a look at Lamed Chesom and Beis. Especially today, I have a little bit more of a voice than I had yesterday. Baruch Hashem. So that makes a tremendous difference in my lack of frustration, because now I can raise it if necessary. And let's take a look at the Raya of Rav Papa, which begins with the word Ditznan. So it's about a third of the way up on
on Amud Beis. Good son. Nitaz minat savar ala beged enoton kibus. So if blood gets on a clothing directly from the neck, so then it never has a din of kedushas hatam because it's never just kaddish kli. It's not really from the mizbeach. That's not a problem. It doesn't have to be washed. But if it sprinkles on a beged min hakeren, even if it comes from the keren after you did the zrika, or min hayesod, after you put it onto the yesod and you did the shvicha, also enotam kibbutz, because you've already done, it's already done its mitzvah, it's now left over. The shaila is the mashma'ut, and this is Rav Papa's deep, the mashma'ut is, it says over here only if it comes off of the keren itself. But if it was being put on the keren, was meant to be put on the keren, then of course you would require kibbutz. Well, that's exactly what I said, Rav Papa. I said any dam that has to be put on the keren requires kibbutz. That's what it says here. Doesn't make a difference whether it's the first matana or the third matana or the fourth matana.
This is even before it's touched anything. It's only...
No, only before it touched.
Only before.
It's in the cup. I'm putting my finger in. I'm about to do the zrika on the keren. And some of that blood drips off of my hand, let's say, onto the cloak. That requires kibbutz. That's what I said. And it says that the fairish. So this is Rav Papa's simple riot.
It
was miskadish b'kli. Yeah, otherwise it would be menat savar.
Right.
Okay. So, you see that I'm right? Says the Gemara, how can you even think that you're right? Because this very Mishnah says exactly the same thing about min hayesod. That if the blood sprinkles on your clothing, once it's already on the yesod, so then it's not going to be mashma, but if it was royally yesod, royally yesod, everybody agrees, as far as we know so far, that that's already the third level of dam. That for sure is not b'chayev kibbutz. So obviously your diak in the Mishnah is wrong, because that diak would have to be made on the last piece too, and there is no din of kibbutz begadim after you do shvicha shirayim. Right?
That's after you've been nishba from...
That's what we're talking about, after you did shvicha shirayim. Yes, that's the diet you'd have to make, but it's all shirayim, isn't it? Not mistama, yes. By definition, yes. It's like saying you're human. You say mistama, yes.
That's already after was placed in the keren. When it's shirayim, it's ready. Was ready with placement. That's ready after was placed in the keren.
Yeah,
exactly.
So I mean, you're going to make the same diet. The answer is, I'll tell you the answer of proper. Yes, you'll make the same diyuk, but because of that, you're wrong. Because the only way, if you make that diyuk, and it's a correct diyuk, that's, there's obviously a Mishnah that's claiming that the shiyore hadam before shvicha are machayev and kvisa. Now you don't hold that. The rabbanan don't hold that. So who is this going according to? It's got to be going according to a new shita that we haven't been discussing until now. And which we're not discussing now either, because you were claiming, Rav Papa, that this is normative. That the last three matanas are not the equivalent of shirayim. Okay. The reason over here that those matanas, meaning the royal lekeren matanas, are going to be machayev you in kvisat begadim, is the same reason that even if they were shirayim, they would be machayev you in kvisat begadim. Namely, that according to the shita of Rabbi Nechemia, who we're following here in this Mishnah, obviously, the din is that even shirayim, you're chayev if you bring them b'chutz. And we don't say, well, after all, well, they're shirayim, they're not royal on mizbeach. Rabbi Nechemia holds, what do you mean they're not royal on mizbeach? They're royal for shvicha on the mizbeach, so that's good enough to be mechayev you b'chutz. So that's the reason that he holds that they're good enough to be mechayev you kibbutz. But you can't use this mission to be medayik according to the shitas who hold that shirayim is not mechayev you kibbutz, to prove that the last three matanas are not shirayim. Maybe they are. Because even if they would do shirayim in this mission, they would be machayev kibbutz. So your diyuk doesn't prove a darn thing. It's a wonderful diyuk, but it has nothing to do with what you're trying to prove. Because it only proves it that it needs kibbutz, but it doesn't prove that it needs kibbutz because it's the middle stage. Maybe it needs kibbutz because it's the last stage. You're claiming that even if we hold the last stage isn't machayev kibbutz, that the middle stage of the three matanas shibachatas is machayev kibbutz. So how could you bring a riot from a Mishnah that's following the Shita that even the last stage would be Mechayev Kivas? It's absurd. Is that clear? Because if it's not clear, there's no point in going further, because the whole daf revolves around this simple point. You're trying to prove that the middle stage of the three Matanei Shebechatos that remain after you've already done the first one are considered to be Kitzchilatan. Why? Because if they were Kitzofan, if they were like Shirayim, they wouldn't be Chayav Kivas. And here it says they are Chayav Kivas. But don't you see that the same Mishnah says that even Sofan is Chayav Kivas? How do you prove that it's Kitzchilatan? It's going according to the Man Yomer who holds that even Sofan, even Shirayim need Kivas. It's the same diak in the Mishnah. So there is such a shita. That's the shita of Rabbi Nachman. Does that have anything to do with Uriah or Papa? You were trying to say that according to those who don't hold that Shirayim needs kibbutz, that nonetheless, these three matanis are not like Shirayim. Oh, no. They do need kibbutz. But here this Mishnah doesn't see a difference between the middle stage and the last stage. So how can you use it to prove anything? Maybe the middle stage is the same as the last stage. And even so, it needs kibbutz because that's what Rabbi Nachman holds. Right? Okay? That was the thing that we said yesterday.
But doesn't Rabbi Nachman hold it also the...
Who?
Rabbi Nachman, wouldn't he also hold it the Chayav Kivas right up to the end until it's Mishpat?
Yes. That's not also. That's what we're talking about.
I'm making sure...
Then don't say also. Okay. Just say, are we saying that Rabbi Nachman... Yes. Because it's very confusing when you do that.
Until it goes in...
That's correct. It's still going to be Chayav Kivas.
Thank you.
All right. There we go. We're getting a modus operandi over here.
It's my favorite. We're descended from Nechemya, and some say from Reb Nechemya. On my mother's side. So we were called the Nechemyakas.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It might be in Nechemya. It's a lot of things. It's very interesting.
Going
home. Okay. So now, the Gemara asks, I don't recall if we did this piece yesterday. Let's go to the third line from the bottom. Emor deshamet el Rebbe Nechemya le'inyan ha'ala'a. Look, you're sort of jumping to conclusions, aren't you? You're saying that Rebbe Nechemya's shita is that since the dam, yeah, we did do this yesterday, remember? Since the dam that is now roi lekeren is shirai, and you're nonetheless you're chayav on it b'chutz. Must be that you would also be chayav on it for kibbutz. That's what you're saying. And that's why it makes sense. This is Rebbe Nechemya. Yeah, this is no comparison. The fact that Rebbe Nechemya says that dam that you bring b'chutz, even if it's shirayim, is chayav, that's reasonable. Because midadavi evorim upedorim. If you bring evorim of the animal, are the evorim, are they in any way ma'akiv kapora? Are they meaningful? Are they dam? No. But since they're roi for the mizbeach, on some level, so therefore, Rabbi Nechemya holds, everybody holds, your Chayav B'chutz. Time is Rabbi Nechemya. So, Shiori Adam are not less valuable than Evorim Upadorim, are they? So forget about it, whether it has been Adam. It's something that's roy to be put on the Mizbeach, even if it's just meat, you'd be Chayav on bringing it on the outside. Remember, Halach Chutz doesn't have that distinction between Shirai and third stage and the middle stage. But we're not talking about that issue. We're talking about kibbutz. Kibbutz is a function of domim, not a function of royal mizbeach. So how can you bring a raya that the fact of the family says, well, anything that goes on the mizbeach, you shouldn't put on the mizbeach outside of Beis HaMikdash. That's reasonable, including dam. What does that have to do with defining it as dam for these very arcane inyanim like kibbutz begodim? Absolutely nothing. So how did you jump to the conclusion that it's regular family? This is all, you have to understand, this is all part of a flow of a single discussion. This is how Rashi learns the whole sugya. In other words, we're slugging up Rav Papa's Raya. We're contradicting Rav Papa's Raya gradually. We've proven that there's something wrong with the Diak, because the Diak works equally as well on the Yisod part as it does on the Karen part. The explanation that we offered is not that there's something wrong with his Diak, but rather that his Diak is absolutely correct, but it's going according to Rav Nechemya, which of course invalidates his proof anyway. Right now the Gemara is saying, but that can't be the explanation, because even if we were going like Rabbi Nechemya, it wouldn't help to tell us why Shirayim would have a din of kibbutz, even though it's chayav on halachas chutz. Answers the Gemara, it would. We do know that Rabbi Nechemya holds that. And that the reason that Shekhar and Allah is not because it's the same as Evarim Uvadarim, but because it's actually a din of Dam. And let me show you that. Titania. I will prove to you that Rabbi Nechemya says, in the same way you're chayav on ha'ala'at chutz, you're chayav on kibus. Because it says in a brisa, and I'm going to show you that this brisa only makes sense, I'll leave it to Rabbi Nechemya. The mim ha'tu'unim yesod. Okay, what does that mean? Shirayim. Blood that is meant now to be put on the yesod. Okay, so shirayim, in other words, right? Tu'unim kibus, ha 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 ha. It says beferish, tu'unim kibus, no? Okay, so you see that Rabbi Nechemya does hold that even stage 3 of Dam requires kippah, so you can't prove that the middle stage is stage 1, maybe stage 3. How do you know? They're the same thing as stage 3. You're trying to prove that the same thing as stage 1, we've got to keep us. Okay, once I already bring up the price, let me show you the rest of it, which is going to get me in trouble, so I'm going to put my foot in my mouth now. But not only is it tone kippahs, Makshava mo'elet b'hem, which is insane, because Makshava can't possibly be mo'elet when anybody, when it comes to, once I already did the carbon, the zrika, then it doesn't matter what I do at this point, right? So how do you say Makshava mo'elet b'hem? That will ask for later. Hamala me'em b'chutz chayev, and if you bring them outside, which is Rebbechem Yeshita, you'd be chayev. Whereas damim ha'nishpachim wa'amah, if you have blood that's pasul, and all that you do with it is poured into the drain, so then, ein tu'unim kibus, ve'ein makshav ha'malas ben v'amalam ein b'chutz potter. Now, who is the author of this brisa? Well, there's only one shita that we know that holds malam ein b'chutz chayet, and that's Rabbi Nechemya, right? So, man tana, the shamat le diomar malam ein b'chutz chayet, Rabbi Nechemya. So, clearly, it's Rabbi Nechemya's brisa, because he's the only one who says that you're chayet for bringing down b'chutz, even though it's only shirayim. V'ka'omar ton kibus. You see? He says that it requires kibus. So we were right in throwing out Rav Papa's Ryan and substituting for it another understanding of the Mishnah, namely the Mishnah's going like Rav Nechemya. That's where we're up to now. Continues the circuit. No. It doesn't work. Because of those middle words, Machshava Mo'elas, man. Now how can Machshava be Mo'elas on Shirayim? Something's wrong with your understanding of this Brisa, because there's no way that this makes sense.
This means people?
Yeah. Machshava mo'elas b'hem. V'atanya, we said before, and nobody argued, yotzu shirayim v'aktara se'murim she'ena ma'akrim es ha'kapora she'en machshava mo'elas. And it says beferish before that once the dam is not ma'akrim kapora over here, like shirayim, you can't use it to be mafaga. Ah, I'll tell you. The din actually is that when it comes to the shalosh chatos, the shalosh maton is the middle stage. So it's, what we're saying over here is there's no diyuk. We were wrong. We thought when it said li yisod, it was referring to shirayim, and that's what got us into this whole trouble. It's not referring to shirayim. It's referring to the Sholosh Matot HaShabachatos. It's referring to the middle stage, the Farish. That's what its reference is to. So then, what do you mean? But then how can you call it Yituni Yisod? They're not doing Yisod. So then that's the Dam that's Roy Lekerim. Why do you call it Dami HaTuunim Yisod? Look at the way, again, look carefully at the way the Brisa is constructed. It contrasts Damim HaTuunim Yisod to Damim HaNishpachim La'ama, right? Okay, so you're saying, when it says, Damim HaTuunim Yisod, yeah, you're prejudiced by thinking that that's a reference to Shirayim. Doesn't mean Shirayim, it means Damim that aren't needed for Kapara, like the Shalosh Matana Shebechatos. So it's actually a reference to the middle stage. That's what it's referring to. But even Rabbi Nechemya wouldn't hold that Shirayim, in fact, stolen kibbutz. That's what we want to say now. The Gemara, of course, is going to ask, how can you call that damim that are tu'unim yisod? If the shalosh matanah shebechatos go to the keren, I mean, you'd never call damim tu'unim yisod. They're damim that are required still on the keren on mizbeach, even though not ma'akiv kapora, the din is to go to the keren. The kerenizer says, yes, it doesn't mean tu'unim yisod that they're only made now to go to the yisod. It means that our nit'anim yisod. that these dam that carry along with them that chiyuv, that after they are sprinkled, they're mechayev the shirayim to go to the yisod. Meaning, as long as they have that amount of hechsher, and they're not dubbing that are nishpachim la'ama, that are being thrown out, so then they are mechayev kibbutz. That's all that it said over here. But how could that help? You're saying now makshava mo'elis b'hem. But we just learned, that's our Mishnah. It said, Ahmed lo sharya v'lo mefakla, v'lo ayel l'gavoyd. We just went through the three things that are similar to the last stage of Dom. So what did we say they're similar to? In that they are not going to be mefagel. They're not needed to be matir. And if you bring them inside of the heichal, they don't pass the carbon, and it's not called a chatah shenichnas tamei litznim, right? So how can you say in the same mouthful that the dam of the shalosh matanos shebakatos requires kibbutz, and then tell me that they are actually makshava mo'elas b'hem? If you just got finished saying the makshava is not mo'elas b'hem, you understand you're wrapping yourself around the answer. No matter where you go, you're saying the wrong thing. If you're trying to say now that it works out of Libra Rabbi Nechanya, I just showed you we don't have any right to say that. So now you're trying to say, well, it's actually referring to the Sholosh Matanish Bechatas. That's even worse! So then how could Makshava be Mo'elis b'hem? This doesn't work out, not the Fira Papa was learning it, not the way we're learning it out. What is the meaning then of this mission? Ella. Okay, you're right. But, maybe, Kitanya, he bedomim ha'pnimiyim. Let's go back to where we understood it before. We understood it that Dovim Hatunim Yisod refers to Shirayim, right? It does! But which Shirayim? Shirayim of Achatas HaPnimis. And if it's Achatas HaPnimis, then Ein Achinami, we are more Machmarana, because over there is Hakpada on all of the Matonics. We'll see later on, that's a Machlokas, whether Shirayim or Ma'akvim, we mentioned it yesterday, if you recall, in the top of Amud Beis, whether Shirayim of the Pnimiyim are Ma'akev Kapora. So if you're going like that, man, the Omer holds Shirayim are Ma'akev for the Chatos of Pnimiyot, so then of course it can be Mefagel, because they're like it, they're needed as the actual Matir. It can always be Mefagel with a Matir. Okay, so now, we've completely taken this whole issue out of the realm of our discussion now. Because we've been looking all along to discover what the din is in Achatos Achitzena. What's the din of the Domim, the three Matonis, that middle stage? And you start bringing in something over here which only makes sense if it's referring to Achatas HaPnimis. Because that's the only way that we would say that Makshava Mo'elis B'hem. So Stamina has nothing to do with anything we've been discussing. We've never found anything about Rabbi Nechemia saying that there's a din that Yesod, Domim, Atunim, Yesod, are also, meaning stage three Dom, is also going to be Mechayev Kibbutz. Okay, so what are you saying now? You're saying that if it would be Domim Chitzenim, what? That Domim Chitzenim would not require kibbutz, right? That's what you're saying. That you're saying, don't try to tell me that Rabbi Nechemia holds that real Shirayim of Chatos Chitzenim, which is not Makiv Kapora, requires kibbutz. No, it's referring to Domim Apnimim. Okay, I dare you. It's referring to Domim Apnimim. So in other words, you're saying that if it would have been Domi Machitzenim, the din is it would not have required kibbutz. So for God's sake, you have such a golden opportunity to contrast here two types of dam that are nishpachim liyisod. One of the pnimis and one of the chitzenim. So instead you go talk to me about blood that's going to be thrown down the drain? You go all the way to the opposite extreme, teach me a finish. Tell me, when do I say that it's tongue kibbutz? When it's nishprachim yisod, that's only if it's achatos apnimis. But if it's achatos chitzenim, then it doesn't require yisod. Instead, you tell me something like a shlamiel. Anybody could say that blood that's going to be thrown out in the drain is not going to be mechayev kibbutz. So that can't be the explanation then. Nobody's going to write a braisa like an idiot. There's got to be another understanding of it, no? And see that inside. So then, instead of contrasting the dam that is to any yisod with dam that's nishpach la'ama, you can make a much more subtle distinction with the same type of dam, which you could say is the men. When do we say that the dam requires kibbutz? B'damim ha'pnimiyim, avo b'damim ha'kitzoniyim patur. What do you do about that?
Even with the first charon, even the first reader, would be positive from kibbutz.
Even?
When the more makes it clear, because damim ha'kitzoniyim means all damim ha'kitzoniyim, even the first reader.
No, but mishpachim liyisod. Let's say the comment on that.
What?
You're saying damim ha'kitzoniyim yisod.
Listen.
I understand what you're asking. Damim ha'tu'unim yisod itself can be expressed as damim ha'tu'unim yisod that came from echad ha'pnimiyim, which does require kibbutz, and damim ha'tu'unim yisod from echad ha'chitzeinah that doesn't require kibbutz. That's the best contrast you could have made. But instead, you mess it up and you talk to me about blood that's going down the drain. Answers the Gemara. This is what we really meant.
All the
dummy
chitzanim would not need
kibbutz. All dummy met to unim yisod chitzanim. You couldn't do it, you see. And here's the chab. Because all along we were using Rabbi Nechemiah in one way, and now we end up using Rabbi Nechemiah in a completely different way, but it's still Rabbi Nechemiah, which is very interesting. Because if we still insist as we did originally that it's going on Libra Rabbi Nechemiah, it didn't help us say it's going to leave it over to Kedistam to say that all dam, even stage 3 dam, is going to be Mechayev Kibbutz. Fine, that we agreed we made a mistake about. But we're still right about saying it's Rabbi Nechemiah here. You know why? Because since Rabbi Nechemiah holds that even stage 3 dam that comes from Mechatas Chitzena, you'd be Chayev if you're Mala at Bechutz. Isn't that true? Then you won't be able to contrast the two cases. Because you've got 3 points. Kibbutz, Makshava, and Halas Chutz. But you're trying to contrast with blood that went down the drain. But you can't make the